Welcome back to Raisin Brand, the official Pixel Labs podcast, where we talk about creative and marketing and how the two come together to build brands. Our goal with this podcast is to use our own experiences, along with that of our guests, to give you a little insight into how you can improve your brand or grow your skills in your marketing career.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Raisin Brand podcast powered by Pixel Labs. This is Aaron. I'm the digital strategist here at Pixel Labs, and we're not going to give you a little bit this morning. We're just going to kind of take a step back, just relax a little bit. I have Amanda with me. Say hi, Amanda.
Hey. Hi. Hi, everybody.
Thanks for joining us. And today we're just going to have a little personal conversation. We've partnered with Amanda Goodman to bring reputation management as a service to Pixel Labs clients. Really excited about that. And really just the point of the episode today is just to ask Amanda, why is reputation management important to you?
Well, it's important to me because I have been in the public eye. It's very personal because I've been in the public eye for 20 years. And when you live your life in the glass fishbowl, people make assumptions, they gossip, they try to tell your story. Mm-hmm. And they try to twist, you know, people's thoughts of you, or they try to twist you, who you are, if they don't like you, to fit their narrative, right? And it can be damaging, and it can be hurtful, and it could, you know, affect who you are and that perception, right? And perception is reality. So for me, I'm passionate about helping other people control their own narrative, take control of it. Like we talked in a previous episode, be the moat around your castle, mm-hmm. right? If you're gonna attack who I am, you know, or attack the brand of what I stand for, then you have to come through me first. That's the type of thing. And it is because people, I forget though, like I have thick skin, so I can handle when people try to, you know, if they want to come for me. But most people have not lived this life in that glass fishbowl, right? So it's like the one simple ding to their reputation, their, you know, their business, it's hard to come back from. It really is. It's hard to bounce back.
Well, and I like, you know, we've talked about this several times, but just how important it is to be authentic. Because then you know what that brand is, you know what that story is. So it's not like you're having to make up something or to try and justify something. I mean, you're able just to be, you know, authentically what your brand is or what your company's brand is. And then you're able to, you know, to defend it if somebody does, you know, start saying things that just are simply just untrue.
Right, right. And that's hard. So, and that's the problem. Like, you just have to take ownership, right? It's not just the transparency stuff. It's very hard to admit because sometimes you're going to mess up. And we've talked about this before.
Yep.
Sometimes you're going to mess up. And so you have to say, you know what? Yeah, I messed up. This is what it is. Here you go. And then be done with it and move on and start the new day, right? Because the more you try to cover it up, the bigger, it's like a snowball, right? The bigger it's going to get.
Well, and we've talked about this several times too, but I mean, it's almost like humans crave that, you know,
you're going to
mess up. Yeah. Well, yeah. And you're going to mess up too. And that's just part of it. So how can you, you know, be human, take ownership, you know, talk about what happened and then talk about how we're going to move forward. And people, they gravitate towards that. You know, that's very admirable.
They want the real, right? As much as people though, they do crave gossip. And if anybody says that they don't like drama, they don't like gossip, they are lying. Because everybody likes gossip, right? Because people have this mentality of they want to know that someone's worse off than them, right? Mm-hmm. On our bad days. It's kind of like one of my favorite quotes that's in my office. You know, they want to see you do well, but not better than them.
Oh, yeah.
So you have to have that mentality. So if you just, whatever it is, whether it's you're in a crisis with your business or you're not, people just want that authentic conversation. That's all it is. It is when you're controlling your narrative, it is an authentic, real conversation. It may not be pretty, right? It may not be, it may be uncomfortable, but that's okay. At least people know that what they're hearing, it's not, you're not giving them like a politician speak, right? They know where you stand. And then they know they can trust you. And then that's going to give you business. That's going to give you, build that trust. That's build followers.
Right. Right. So you often talk about your love for writing. I want to hear the story about how did you figure that out, or what was the process to developing your writing? What did that look like?
So I don't know. I just that was a loud breath in the microphone. I'm so sorry. I know better. I know better. Just for writing, it's like I go back to that conversation. Mm-hmm. I just always love to express myself through writing. That's why I wanted to be a journalist. I got into journalism I didn't really want to be on camera. I didn't really want to be an anchor. That's why I fell out of love with journalism, because I was no longer sharing people's stories. I was no longer, you know, writing. I was reading words on a prompter. So that took it away. So I wanted to write. And so then when I went into being an advocate, I was able to, you know, it wasn't fundraising. They did, it was old school fundraising that they did. Host an event. No, let's talk about the problem. Let's share these stories of these children. So let's take the fishing pole out. Let's reel people in. Let me reel you in. Every time I write something, I think about when I was on the morning news. And when I was on the morning news anchor in Amarillo, Texas, I was taught to deliver it and write it, because no one's watching the morning news. They're only listening because everyone's getting ready for work, getting kids ready for school. So write it in a way that people are thinking, what did she say? Bring people in front of the television so they can see the video. So every time I write something, I write it, how can I hook you? It's got to be the truth though, but how am I going to hook you? And then it's, those are the posts do very well. And that's what I love helping clients with. Helping them, like showing them, but then being their ghostwriter.
Well, and I just love to, I just think that's such a great approach when you're thinking about, you know, what you're sharing and putting out there is, you know, so be authentic, be yourself, but ultimately, you know, where is your audience at? You know, are they getting ready for work and just listening, or, you know, are they just mindlessly swiping through the feed, you know, looking for something real? I just think that that's another big mistake, is I just think folks focus on, you know, what do I want to tell people,
right?
Or what do I want people to know? And then they just put that out there, but then it never delivers.
It's long-winded because people bury the lead. We say that in news, like over and over, don't bury the lead. Tell me what I need to know right off the top. It doesn't have to be this big, like this grand, like, you know, like, oh my God, it's all the way at the bottom. Like, what? Just tell me what I need to know. Like, get in and get out and do the who, what, where, when, why in the first sentence and then be done. And it kind of leaves people craving for more. They want to know more then. There has to be a little mystery to it as well, right? A little mystery. So what are they going to say next? What are they going to do next? Like, keep them coming to your page. Keep them coming to your website. You know, keep them coming back to your business. It has to be like that.
Well, I just love getting to sit down with you. I always feel like I learn stuff.
I feel like I learn from you. It's amazing. I learn from you all the time.
No, well, I so appreciate you sitting down here with us today and just talking a little bit about why this is important to you, you know, kind of a little bit of your history with it. But folks, thank you so much for joining us today. As we sat down with Amanda to kind of learn a little bit more about kind of what was the backstory and how we ended up here today. Thank you for listening again. This is the Raisin Brand Podcast powered by Pixel Labs. I hope you have a good rest of your day. Take care.
Thanks so much to everyone for listening today. Be sure to hit that subscribe button on whatever platform you're listening to the Raisin Brand Podcast on so you can get notified when new episodes go live. If you'd like to be a guest on our show, or you have a topic you'd like us to talk about, let us know by emailing podcast@thepixellab.co. Again, that's podcast@thepixellab.co. Thank you again, and have a great week.